The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace page, and this was posted on Facebook on February 16th, 2020. A farmer's daughter, she was born in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, when Woodrow Wilson occupied the White House and rotary dial telephones were still brand new. Her mother was a former teacher, and her father, aside from being a farmer, also worked extra jobs as a janitor. Her father, Joshua Coleman, had quit school after the sixth grade, but considered education of paramount importance for Catherine and her older siblings. Since the local schools only offered classes to African Americans through the eighth grade, he enrolled his children in a school that was 125 miles away from their home. As an African American and a girl growing up in an era of brutal racism and sexism, she faced daily challenges. Still, she lived her life with her father's words in mind. "You are no better than anyone else, and nobody else is better than you." This is according to the Junior Library Guild. "I don't have a feeling of inferiority. Never have had. I'm as good as anybody, but no better," she said. Career options for black women were limited at the time. After majoring in mathematics and French, she decided she was going to be a math teacher because that was it, she said. You could be a nurse or a teacher. She married and left her teaching job and enrolled in a graduate math program, becoming the first African-American woman to attend graduate school at West Virginia University. When she got pregnant, however, she quit to focus on her family. In 1953, she accepted a job as a research mathematician. At a very young age, Catherine says she counted everything. She reflected how she counted steps and counted the plates that she washed, and she knew how many steps there were from her house to the church. In her job, she had to overcome racism and sexism, but she would eventually make a name for herself. In one of the most important projects, she would be called to verify some calculations. "Get that girl," astronaut John Glenn said. And the rest is history. Catherine Johnson had arrived. Margot Lee Shetterly, author of Hidden Figures, the untold story of four African-American women who helped launch our nation into space, stated, "So the astronaut who became a hero looked to this black woman in the still segregated South at the time as one of the key parts of making sure his mission would be a success." For more than 30 years, Catherine Johnson worked as a NASA mathematician at Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia, where she played an unseen but pivotal role in the country's space missions. That she was an African-American woman in an almost all-male and white workforce made her career even more remarkable, according to writer Victoria St. Martin. For many people, especially African Americans, her tale of overcoming racism and sexism is inspirational. Her work was instrumental to some of NASA's most important missions, including the flight of Alan Shepard, the first American in space, and the Apollo 11 and 13 missions to the moon. This is according to the Los Angeles Times. When Neil Armstrong took his first step on the moon in July 1969, many Americans did not know that Catherine Johnson had calculated the trajectory for the Apollo 11 flight to the moon and was even given, along with her fellow team members, a souvenir flag that made the trip with Armstrong and his crew. She remained a hidden figure, however, until Shetterly wrote her book, which eventually became the movie Hidden Figures. Shetterly explained the reason Johnson and her co-workers' stories were hidden was complex. Some of it was rooted in racism. The African-American women were relegated to a separate office. And some of it was sexism. Calculations were considered women's work. And some of it was simply that Johnson and her co-workers were wives and mothers as well as mathematicians. In 2015, Johnson was presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor given to individuals who have made especially meritorious contributions to the security or national interests of the United States, to world peace, or to cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. President Obama noted Black women have been a part of every great movement in American history, even if they weren't always given a voice. Most will think of this in the context of the civil rights movements, where black women helped plan the March on Washington, but were largely absent from the program, or perhaps even in the fight for women's rights, from suffrage to the feminist movement. Very few, however, may know the role that women, particularly women of color, have played as innovators and leaders in the domains of science and technology. Johnson's recognition by President Obama marks a proud moment in American history, because until recently, Johnson's critical technical contributions in the space race were largely unknown to the world. The contributions and leadership of countless scientific and technical women and people of color who have been tremendous innovators have been left out of American history books, unfortunately, said Nadeke Ford, senior policy advisor at the Obama White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. In 2016, a new building was named after Katherine Johnson at the Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia, then renamed the Katherine Johnson Independent Verification and Validation Facility in 2019. I am thrilled we are honoring Katherine Johnson in this way, as she is a true American icon who overcame incredible obstacles and inspired so many, Jim Bridenstine, the administrator of NASA, said. The New York Times said that Johnson's fight for equality in the workplace increased awareness and called her a trailblazer. Johnson was integral to developing human spaceflight in America, said Scientific American. She was an unstoppable force and a role model to young African-American women. Shetterly said, Johnson has given us a way to shine a light on a lot of women who have not been talked about. None of these women really got the recognition they deserved, and now an entire group of women are being recognized for the work that they did. Her father's determined effort to send his children to school and her own resolution to pursue her dreams overcame race and gender discrimination and led to an extraordinary life of personal fulfillment and professional achievements, according to Visionary Project. Johnson was born on August 26, 1918. She turned 101 last year. She published her autobiography, Reaching for the Moon, for young readers last year. I want young people to feel the same way when reading my story, she said. I want them to see that it doesn't matter where you came from, what you look like, or what your gender is. You're no better or worse than anyone out there, and there's nothing you can't do as long as you put your mind to it. You can be a doctor or a lawyer, or even help put a person on the moon. Katherine Coleman Goble Johnson remembers as a young girl when she had to travel to an area known for its racism. Her mother would warn her. Not afraid, young Katherine responded back, "Well, tell them I'm coming." After half century, six manned moon landings, a best-selling book, and an Oscar-nominated movie, Katherine Johnson is no longer a hidden figure. This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced in the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace Page on Facebook. Just look for John, J-O-N-S, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. As was mentioned in the introduction, this was posted on Facebook on February 16th, 2020. And I have some post notes to this that I made myself. Just 8 days after this was posted, Katherine Johnson passed away at the retirement home where she lived in her hometown of Newport News, Virginia. And that date was February 24th, 2020. Besides receiving the 2015 award for the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Obama, she also received other awards. In 2016, astronaut Leland D. Melvin presented the Silver Snoopy Award on behalf of NASA. Also in 2016, she was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. Following her death, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine described her as an American hero and stated that her pioneering legacy will never be forgotten. I'm your narrator, Kim Leon, and I thank my co-producer, Jackson Leon. Thank you for listening.